Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Lemonade. That cool, refreshing drink.
Are you doing that because it's Death Week or because of the heat?
Nah, you know, maybe I've got Elvis on the brain because you're already starting to go a little bat-ass about Elvis, are you not?
Oh, it is. This is the Christmas season of Elvis fandom. It's Death Week. Or as they call it down in Graceland, I think they call it Memorial Week.
Memorial Week. Has it declined? It has to have, right? It's declined over the years based on simply the demographic component.
You know what's weird is that it did decline.
What is Ford laughing at? What is Ford laughing at?
Nothing.
What did I miss? What is something I missed?
Okay,
Oscar came in. He's in that mode today.
What's going on? Ham Hands forgot to turn my microphone on.
What's that?
Ham Hands forgot to turn my microphone on.
No, that's not true. It was me who forgot. And it was simply an error, because God knows we don't want to miss out on a single syllable.
No, I said like three things, and I said, well, maybe I'm doing something wrong. And then,
you know, I hear a lot of bounce back off the wall with Oscar. I'd like you to bring Oscar's level up a little bit.
You know what? Here, let me try. That should help as well.
Let me hear.
Hello.
You. There you go.
Hey now.
There it is. Yeah. That's. I knew it didn't sound quite right.
Now it's right. Mike, there has been a certain bounce back for some reason in the Elvis hoopla, and I think it has to do with marketing in the digital age. Because please explain. They're re-releasing so many things in new formats that the purchases, and there's more stuff to be had. Like, they just came out with there's all kinds of new Blu-rays that are coming out that have never been available even on DVD before. Mm-hmm. And there is a renewed interest. Another thing that's happening is...
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Is there a renewed interest by the public, or is there a renewed interest by Rob Spitz? Well, there's not a renewed... But you seem to have gone cyclically. You weren't this into it...
It's cyclical, Mike. It happens in August. It's because it's Death Week. The new releases come out. For example, starting in about
February. All I know
is
we don't have to trundle down there in August like we did all those years on the radio show.
And it's really, that's the best time, folks. If you really want to see Memphis, Tennessee, go in August, because that's the pretty time of year.
You know, I don't do a lot of talking about the old show that much, but I will tell you, I think it's the statute of limitations has run out right now. Well, I know that these were entertaining programs that we did down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I believe that both Rob Spiewak and Don Geronimo were always extraordinarily excited when August would come, because we would be doing an annual pilgrimage to Memphis, Tennessee. And I am here to tell you, I want to go on record and let the record show that on the anniversary of our trips down to Memphis, you might as well have put my head in an oven and closed the door with the gas on, because I dreaded going to Memphis. I hated everything about it. I didn't like it down there. I didn't care about Elvis. I didn't want to be down there. I knew the shows were funny, especially when we made you eat Krispy Kreme donuts, but it was not a happy place.
I will tell you this. I think it was the second or third time when a little bit of the bloom was off the rose, and it even got to be a bit too much for me when it was so hot down there that one time you and Don said, come here, we want you to do something. I just said, can't do it. It's too hot. It is so hot.
Wow.
You can't even understand how hot Memphis
can't
in August
do
is.
Rob said this to me last week, and I wasn't putting together the Death Week that we are now, that he said, I've ordered so much Elvis stuff that I don't know what's coming. It's like Christmas every day.
It is, Mike. They start the releases. You know, they announce the releases like in February, and I
order them
as
they
come out.
You know what? I'm going to give you a segment. We're going to deal with your adoration of the past and how it's getting completely out of hand.
Before we get into something that is so deep and depressing, can I bring you some good news?
Yes, please do.
Do you remember last week when you asked for the collective good thoughts for Lucas Holzberger? The young
Holzberger,
boy.
Yes. Lucas Holzberger is the four-month-old who has had a tremendously tough run right after his birth. And his father, Brian Holzberger, reached out to us and asked if we could put in a good word with the TMOS family to get the little guy through this. I tell you, I don't know what your belief system is, but it just seems to me that You use all tools at your disposal, and if we can get everybody thinking about little Lucas, that's a good thing. We did that last week.
Well, I say this to the TMOS Army. Please keep it up, because I got a quick update from Brian this morning. His dad writes, Luke had an angiogram on Saturday, and they found a narrowing in his pulmonary artery as well as two veins that were stealing blood from his lungs. After correcting those issues, he has responded a lot better to weaning the heart and lung machine, and he is supposed to be going to surgery.
Weaning off the heart and lung machine.
Forgive me. He is supposed to be going to surgery to come off of it this afternoon, meaning today. We're not out of the woods yet, but we're starting to see some light between the trees.
So cool.
Thank you for all the support and getting the word out, Brian Holzberger. And that just that made my morning.
You want to see geniuses. You want to see people that, you know, we glorify so many different people in our society, but you want to see those people that are pediatric cardiosurgeons and what they are capable of doing now. And I think maybe robotics has something to do with it. I'm not sure. My cousin Johnny's an invasive cardiosurgeon, not for pediatrics, but really, Brian and Lucas, thanks for, you know, letting us be a part of the fan club for all of this going on. And I really, really hope that things work out the best for you.
Now, explain to me, an invasive cardiac surgeon, is that someone who breaks into a house?
Yes.
And he does surgery, right?
Does heart surgery without permission.
That's how it works.
Yes, an invasive cardiosurgeon, you know, regardless of whether, you know, they want you to do it or not. It's very similar to a Monty Python sketch.
The insurance must be a nightmare. Right, breaking and entering. It's homeowner and medical.
Like, you know, what you hear first is, you know, you hear, how does it go? Let me see if I can do a little play with you.
Okay, this will be good. This will explain.
We got all the bells and whistles and the buttons that are set to go here. All right, so you hear, the first thing you hear is this. That means somebody's come through your picture window.
They got in.
Like, yeah. So we're here for your heart surgery. We're here for your heart surgery. And they always have British.
And they're always British. That's part of the thing, right?
They are always British. All right, I have not done a funny list in addition to this, Rob, so we will not do our Ed McMahon bit.
Okay.
As you know, almost everyone in the world is an idiot. We've documented that on this show. That
hey,
everybody,
present company excluded.
Boo! Oh. Everybody is stupid. Hey, oh. Everybody. Everybody except for us. Everybody in this studio. You know, we're all smarter than everybody else. But for me, what is the best way to spot the idiots? There is a list here.
Oh, good.
Let me see. There are 8 tells. Now, this is, I'm sure there are 5,000 tells.
Right.
But the 8 listed here, I want to see whether you agree with them or not. Let me see. The number one tell, how you can tell if somebody's truly an idiot, is they honk in a traffic jam.
That is pretty strong, because it's really not going to help, is it?
Yeah, I honk at people, believe it or not, with my road rage history, I honk pretty much only as a last resort. And if somebody's at a traffic light and the traffic light has turned green and you just know they're not even with it, you're going to hit the horn and you do that. But honking in a traffic jam is ridiculous.
Well, I've seen you honk in one other situation, and that's when you when you think you're not getting enough attention.
Yeah. Yeah. And that can also be bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Of course.
I do that. Hello?
I'm here. Don't you know who
here.
I used to be?
Celebrate me. Recognize me.
That's right.
You think I bought this car not to be noticed?
Disc jockey over here.
Exactly. Number two, they post long Facebook status updates ranting about the things other people do.
Mm.
Now, see, we have to pause for that, don't we? Think about that for a second. They post long Facebook status updates ranting about the things other
singular people
do.
Or groups of people.
I don't know. It could probably be groups of people as well.
But, I don't know that that's the sign of an idiot if it's used to really call attention to something that needs addressing.
Well, who knows what you feel about that one, but that's what it says.
If you're taking the time to write all that out, aren't you the idiot?
No, because I did a post this morning, a long post about people that wrote long posts on Facebook and how much I hate it. Yeah. So I don't know where that puts me.
It says here that's the red flag.
I can see that.
They post long Facebook status updates ranting about things other people do. So let me give a shout out to Johnny Midnight. Number three. Number three, they always hop on whatever bandwagon is popular.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, if you're a follower like that, totally.
It's easy for you because you. It's easier for you, Oscar, because you do it all the time.
Of course. Right, who doesn't like a winner?
That's right. Wants to be part of
There's
number one.
Nothing like a winner.
That's right.
I like that.
I'm going to ride my bike to see Guardians of the Galaxy again.
Rob, you and I would not be accused of being bandwagon jumpers.
Really? We aren't. And I don't think we ever have been.
Maybe in sports to a certain extent.
Not you, though, because you have always attached yourself to teams that have less than stellar histories.
This is true. But I will tell you that probably won't happen again now that I've moved. But I used to be, you know, there were a few seasons there where I would be semi-bandwagonish with the Washington Capitals. There was one season I remember in particular where I bought tickets to playoff games and only playoff games.
But you've been with them a long time.
I have been with them a long time, and I have you know, guys that were on the team that are friends of mine.
One thing that you have to be aware of with that, Mike, is I know you're going to the Circus Fairgrounds in the near future. There you can literally jump on the bandwagon.
Don't
do that when you go to Feld Enterprises.
All I want to know, Twitch, the only thing I want to tell you is love to come home with a top hat. Let me see. Number four.
Authentic. Not a replica.
Oh, it smells like corn.
People have tried to tell you that you're stupid, but they have written Y-O-U-R stupid.
Love it.
They haven't put the apostrophe R in there. You're in your. It's really, everybody's probably made that mistake. There are people that make it routinely, but remember, you are is spelled Y-O-U-apostrophe-R-E, not
precisely.
Y-O-U-R. Mm-hmm. Your book, that is your book. It belongs to you. That is Y-O-U-R.
When I was a young DJ, and embarrassingly so, you'd be excited to sign something, right? You get a T-shirt, somebody would ask you to sign their shirt.
Right.
I would write, this is so embarrassing. Yeah. I would write your, like you just said, the inappropriate
Y-O-U-R. Y-O-U-R.
Yes. The best.
And you'd write Y-O-U-R?
I must have done that like 60 times before.
Oh, God.
Young lady finally said, I am an English teacher, you dummy. This is how you have to do it.
And then you explain to her, it's great, you're an English teacher. I'm not even an English speaker.
Yeah, I said, look.
Well, you got to, you know what, you would have solved this problem if you weren't so warm. You'd just be, you know, you're just a little colder with those autographs. Best Mike.
That's right.
That's the way it goes.
Number five. I write THX.
One I've seen people do this on Facebook. They confuse a story on The Onion for something real and post it on Facebook.
Oh, God.
I've seen that. Have you not seen people do that?
Was it recently? Was it a couple weeks ago when people started posting pictures of Spielberg on the set of Jurassic Park?
Yes.
He was in front of like a mastodon, and they said, can you believe he's hunting?
I know. It's ridiculous. People are dumb. Let me see. Number six, they eat gluten-free because they think it's healthy, not because they have celiac disease.
Yeah.
I don't get that one. That seems to be a personal one.
It's a fad. Gluten-free is a fad, and there are people that really cannot eat gluten. It makes them very, very sick.
Yeah, but I've talked to people that have lost an ass load of weight going gluten-free. And
how about you lose less carbs? You eat less carbs.
Right.
Carbs. So overall, you sit there and you're like, okay, I'm gluten-free. So if a pizza isn't gluten-free, you're like, I'm not going to eat that.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just cutting out like some really bad food.
I believe
that all it is, really?
It's cutting out wheat flour. Yeah. It's wheat flour. I believe Rob Ford wants to weigh in.
They love to tell you that they're eating gluten-free.
They do.
Yeah.
He's so right.
Yeah, this is true. I think you're absolutely right
about
that.
Hey, I'm gluten-free. Are you?
Yeah.
That's off on that one.
Congrats.
Your ass isn't gluten-free.
And the last two, number seven, they like Adam Sandler movies from the past 5 years.
Here.
There's no justification.
The past 5 years?
There is not an Adam Sandler movie from the last 5 years that anyone would like that is not an idiot.
That's fair.
Yeah, Grown Ups 2 was not great.
No, it was okay.
What's the one where he has the sister that looks like Adam Sandler? What's that?
Oh, it's called Hell in a Handbasket, I believe. Oh, no, that's just how I felt when I went
remember
to see
the
it.
One where it's
yes.
his sister?
Yeah.
That's in the last 5 years, right?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, he plays his own sister.
I haven't seen
that one. It's horrible.
I saw Remote Control where he has a remote.
Number eight,
I think it was called.
They tell stories about how much smarter they are than other people. Oh, well, that's it. We're all guilty. We're all idiots. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
They call the kiln the stomach of the prison system. No matter how good you are going in, you come out pretty freaking bad. But hey, that's not my problem. I ain't gonna be here long. I've escaped 22 prisons. This one's no different. You're lucky the broad showed up, because otherwise me and Groot would be collecting that bounty right now, and you'd be getting drawn and quartered by Yondu and those ravages.
I've had a lot of folks try to kill me over the years. I ain't about to be brought down by a tree and a talking raccoon. Hold!
What's a raccoon?
What's a raccoon? It's what you are, stupid.
Ain't no thing like me except me.
So this orb has a real shiny blue suitcase, Ark of the Covenant, Maltese Falcon sort of vibe. What is it?
I am Groot.
So what? What's the orb?
I have no words for an honorless thief.
Pretty high and mighty coming from the lackey of a genocidal maniac. Yeah, I know who you are. Anyone who's anyone knows who you are.
Yeah, we know who you are.
Who is she?
I'm Groot.
Yeah, you said that.
I am Groot.
Well, that's just as fascinating as the first 89 times you told me that. What is wrong with Giving Tree here?
Well, he don't know talking good like me and you. So his vocabulistics is limited to I and am and Groot. Exclusively in that order.
The Rolling Stones.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios and heard worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads. Pony, are we at number 25 yet? We got to be getting close.
We are. We're actually at 25.
Oh, we are?
25! Yeah.
It just happened, Mike, just during the vignette. That makes me so happy. Anyway, we're heard daily at MikeOmerichow.com and exclusively over the air on the Bloom Thy Name Is initiative. Heard daily at MikeOmerichow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ of the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, I'd like to send a huge hola out to Iowa City for the listener of the day, Abe Rodriguez.
Hola. Abe Rodriguez.
Yeah. He said, hola.
Hola.
Abraham.
Hola.
Hola. I'm sorry. Thank you. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because they get it.
Ah.
Our show today is brought to you by LegalZoom. Most Americans don't have a will, but why? I know why. Because it's too complicated. It's too complicated, as my mom used to say. And if it's complicated, you don't want to do it. You don't want the court dictating what happens to your property and minor children. You don't want that to happen, so why wait? Most people say too expensive or too time-consuming or just too intimidating.
Right, true
enough. Well, welcome LegalZoom.com. Too expensive. LegalZoom's prices just make sense. Too time-consuming. It takes just 20 minutes, and LegalZoom guides you through from start to finish. The service was developed by some of the best legal minds in the country, and they make it painless for you to get the legal help you need. This is a really, really terrific opportunity for somebody that's intimidated by the whole system,
right,
by the legal process. In fact, helping people get legally protected has been the passion at LegalZoom for over 13 years. During National Make-A-Will Month, get special pricing on wills and living trusts by entering TMOS in the referral box at checkout. Again, that's discount code TMOS. It's National Make-A-Will Month, so don't wait. Protect your family, protect your future at LegalZoom.com today. LegalZoom was developed by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction, but they're not a law firm. Legal help is furnished through vetted independent attorneys. LegalZoom.com, discount code TMOS. Well, happy Monday, everybody.
You look better than you've looked
rested.
In 2 weeks. How you doing?
Happy.
I feel like crap.
Really?
Oh, no.
I don't believe
feel
you.
Like crap. Felt like crap all weekend. Yeah. Feel slightly less like crap today, but felt like crap all weekend long. The best way to describe how I felt, I'm okay. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with me, but just I'm taking medicine. I'm taking antibiotics, and I don't, you know, I know that they, you know, they can upset the body a little bit
sure.
and just make you feel. All I know is we were wandering around, and anytime we would be inside a public building, whether it be a store like Costco or any place else, I would just have this nasty, flop sweaty forehead that was just, and then I'd go outside where it was actually hotter and I'd feel better. So I don't get that, but that's how I felt all
weird.
Weekend long.
How many more days of antibiotics do you have?
Today's the day. Today's the last day.
Then you got to muscle through, but make sure you take them all. Don't give up. And then you'll start to bounce back.
How's the back door?
It's also, I think, the acclimation process to...
A little forward.
Nah, just curious. That's all
what did he say about the back door?
He
what did he
sick.
Say?
He was sick.
How's your back door?
The back door is starting to, I think, turn the corner this morning.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
One, two, count them, three times.
Ah, good man.
And were they decent visits or were they laborious?
Nah, they're really, it's just, I started out as, let's use animals.
Good.
I started out as a medium-sized deer.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Then now, I graduated.
Just to be clear,
to,
Mike, you're talking about what the deer produces, not the actual deer.
No, I didn't pass a deer.
I think everybody
antlers,
got that.
The antlers
that'd be a
would
different.
Kill
that'd
you.
Be a different digestive issue.
It completely. Sure would.
If I did that, I started out my the results would be what you'd expect from a medium-sized deer.
Okay.
We graduated to, I'm going to say a black bear, good-sized
oh, wow.
black bear.
Look at you.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, I would say probably, the last one would probably be the equivalent of a an underweight meth addict.
Oh, good, good. And, you know, to a lot
with a,
of people.
With a good breakfast.
That a lot of people doesn't man. Sound great, but they should know that 5 days ago it was like that of a goldfish.
Oh, the 5 days ago it was I don't even want to describe it.
No, awful.
It was something that you'd see in a novel about, 18th century India. It's not good stuff at all.
Life
in the time of cholera.
In the streets. Mike's hanging in the
right.
streets.
Yeah, that's me. It wouldn't have been fun at all.
Welcome
it was
back,
terrible.
Though.
Yeah, you do. You look good.
Well, I feel, I feel like I'm turning the corner, but I want to be normal. When you're down here and it's 97 degrees every day Woo! With 100% humidity, you want to be with it, because anything that if you're knocked down by anything here, you really can't function in this kind of weather. It gets to be, thank God for air conditioning and all that. Someone told me about South Florida. They said South Florida will be very similar to what it's like back east during the dead of winter because everybody stays inside until like late September. And that's when the weather starts to turn down here. And then like within a month's time, everybody's going to want to be here.
Of course. The snowbirds.
So how special will that be? That'll be special, won't it? Huh?
What are they calling for a high temperature today?
Let's see. Let's go to the forecast. Let's go to the Mike Omero Weather Center. Do we have any weather music? Yeah, give me some weather. If you want me to do that, you got to be fleet of foot and get ready. When you ask me those questions, I can't do the board work. You've got to do it. I want to have weather music. Live from the NBC Weather Center, this is Weather with Mike Omero. And now, without further ado, is that NBC or is that ABC?
That's ABC World News Tonight.
All right.
I don't think they use it anymore.
Temperature now is 83 degrees as we look at sunny skies here under that new moon we had last night. That was spectacular, wasn't
it? Super moon, wasn't it?
Abundant sunshine with a high temperature of 92 degrees. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. And unfortunately, that humidity is going to be hanging with us down here in South Florida. So if you got any outdoor activities, please keep that in mind. And make sure you hydrate yourself because, out here, very quickly you can become dehydrated. And we don't want to see any of our viewers with that sunstroke. Tonight, some clouds in the evening will give way to mainly clear skies overnight. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm and low temperature about 76 degrees. Tomorrow, more sunshine and another high in 92. Well, when they say 92, I found something out down here, okay?
What's that?
That's crap. It's really not 92. It's more like 95 to 97 in the teeth of the day.
And what's the humidity?
Oh, the humidature. Oh, don't have that handy, but thanks for asking.
130.
Thanks for asking, Speewalls. I appreciate that. Yes, Oscar Santana.
I wanted to know if you were drinking enough water.
I am.
How many glasses of
water? That was the aforementioned trip to the Costco was for this.
Oh, smart water.
There's my endorsement water. Right there.
That's like the cannon. That's not even the one. That's probably two or three servings.
That's a liter right there,
yeah.
baby. That's a liter.
Oh,
Probably one and a half liters. Trying to get one of these. Let me see what it says, Rob.
How many liters a day keeps the doctor away?
Three.
No, it says 1 liter.
Wow. Okay. Then it was obscured by the camera.
It's 33.8 full ounces, which equals a liter.
How many are you killing a day?
I'm going to try to kill three of these babies a day.
You should be in good shape because that's like 12 glasses of
now,
water.
Now, wait. Hold on. He's going to diminish it. Wait. I know
no,
it's
I'm
Monday,
not.
Oscar. He's saying
that's
it.
Not Monday,
saying,
Oscar.
That's not enough. That's not enough.
No,
that's not
I just
enough.
Want to make sure you're drinking three. Water
do you
stinks.
Think, do you think three is...
Water you know, when Oscar... A lot of people don't know this.
I hate
Oscar,
water.
Oscar can really be a foul-mouthed hipster at times, but when you really get to the root of Oscar, he will say something stinks.
Yeah.
He's like a five-year-old.
Yeah.
Water stinks.
It's the
you
worst.
You stink.
I can't, I'll drink water when I have to, but
right.
I dread it. I will.
Let's
I
talk
will
about it because
I will go thirsty before I say, oh man, I'll finally cave and get some water.
Yeah.
But the thing, all right, so I'm in the same category. Carla will say to me, so I have been taking the little water supplements to make water taste good.
Yes.
And I realized that in my humble opinion, this is just an opinion, I could be totally wrong. I kind of think when you're putting that flavoring in the water, you're diminishing the value of the water. That's what I'm thinking.
Not
I think
enough.
You're putting chemicals in it
it's
and
better,
you're poisoning
it's
the water.
It's better than not drinking it at at all. So I would say if you throw some Mio in there or something like that.
Right. See, that's the stuff Mio. I think Mio turns it into, you don't get the benefits Mio, that you would normally get. Mio.
Well, it doesn't take away its properties. It's still water.
Well, then you know what? Then you can say then beer is water. Because what is it but water with wheat and stuff in it?
That's okay.
Yeah, but the ratio
I think we just stepped into the
Spiewak
dream scenario right there.
Mike, beer I have to have water. 12 glasses of beer a day. Otherwise,
beer.
I'm dehydrated.
Beer is water. Yeah. Beer is water, Dad.
Yes, oh. It is, son.
Yes, it is, son.
Look, beer is water.
You
yes.
have this stuff, Kane. Let's celebrate.
Now, when we yes. were, I think the first person I knew that really was reliant on bottled water was you. So let's go back like 20 years when bottled water yes. wasn't a thing yet.
A premium. How much were you paying then?
Oh, no, we had trade. Oh. And he would do
trade.
Yeah, he had
with a water company.
No,
we had trade. No, we had trade at like the local 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, we had trade.
What? The heyday yeah, of radio. Oh my God!
Didn't we have trade with the Southland Corporation?
We
for
did
a while?
For as long as we were there. It was really a golden era.
That
no
is
one could do this anymore.
Brilliant.
But Mike would drink 3 liters of Evian a day, and it always made me wonder what happened like in the 1950s. Like when my grandparents were
yes.
cool and happening, and there was no bottled water, and no one drank water.
Mm.
They drank, you know, coffee or whatever.
Yeah,
I think
how
we're
many
starting
people
to get a
were
picture
dehydrated
of your
back then?
Oh, I'm sure.
I think we're starting
happens.
To get your picture, a picture of your disconnect with health. Okay?
Yeah.
The fact is,
what
now has
you're
happened
getting
between,
it, Mike?
Between the 1950s and now, Rob, there have been medical advances that have shown that you can do certain things that are healthier than back in the 1950s, men were dying on average at about 71 or 72
I'm
years
old. I'm with
age.
You, but this is what I'm saying. Why weren't people realizing that they need, I mean, when we were kids even, what did we do? Once in a while, we drank out of a hose.
I think it was
there was no bottled water.
Because no one had done a study on it, and the fact is that no one knew that. I can cruise through an entire day and not drink any water at all, and then I'll say, man, I feel really like lightheaded. And Carl will say, have you had any water? And then I'll knock back one of these liter things, and I realize, my God, that was the reason. That's what it was. Nobody
isn't
made that connection.
Isn't she doing her job? Because everyone on the news says, during this heat, check on the elderly. And she's going through the whole day and not even peeking her head in.
Yeah, that's exactly what she says. She's checking on her elderly husband. That's the way it goes. But I read an article the other day, and what this was, this is something that did it for me.
Yeah.
They showed a picture of this woman. I think she was 50.
Mm.
And they showed a picture of her before and then after 28 days of drinking 3 liters of water a day, and it was an amazing transformation. Now they could do it with makeup.
What changed?
Whatever. The health of her face, the health of her skin.
Your biggest organ is your epidermis, your skin,
and that's the best thing for water.
The
right?
most water they need, it needs it. That's what needs it to stay healthy.
But I hate the taste of it. I cannot. I mean, I know it's not like I'm somebody who's like, that's.
You know
good
who's
water.
Got
only
great
once
water?
In a blue moon. Who?
Todd Moore. He makes his own water. He just
what does he
it.
Buy? Hydrogen and oxygen, Mike. He's
got
a great recipe
that looks like the atom bomb, and he puts water in it every night, and he cooks it all night long, and he makes his own water. And I will go over his house, and every time I go, I need a glass of water out of his fridge because it tastes so much better.
Really?
Yes.
How does he make his water again?
He cooks it.
Okay, hold it. Let me ask you this. Oscar, maybe
we can call him. We can call him.
The word you're looking for.
Let's call
more. Does he
distill it? We have to call
Todd Moore. Does
he distill his water? Is it distillation?
He distills it, yes.
Okay, Mike, he doesn't cook it. He doesn't make it. He distills it.
Let's take a break. We'll take a break. Get Todd on the line. I want to find out about how he does it. And because the fact is, it is good for you. We'll continue this water discussion and more fun and more thrills. Happy Monday, everybody. The subject of today's Mike O'Bara Show is water. You stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Carla O'Mara, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag? Send it right along to Rob at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget the two B's. Then every Thursday, who knows? Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from Y-O-U. Please, help Rob with his bag. Because if you don't, he might ignore it, and then it'll start to stink.
That's so sexy until the end.
It's so awesome.
Thank you, Mrs. O'Mara. Well appreciate done, that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, do we have a new one? Yes, we do. It's time for our friends at Amazon to have a little message for you. Here we go. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Well, you can tell it's back to school time. The kids are excited. There's a taste of fall in the air, and all the Loudoun County teachers are back from rehab. Yes, things are gearing up, and luckily you have Amazon.com through the TMOS portal. They've got everything. Backpacks, textbooks, clothes, shoes, spray paint, aquariums, aquarium paraphernalia. What is aquarium paraphernalia?
Paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia.
Oh, things paraphernalia.
To, things is that to how do it's, with, yeah.
Is it spelled P-A-R-A-P?
P-H, right?
No, you spelled it P-A-R-A-P-A-N-A-L-I-A.
Oh, then that's something different.
Sorry about that. Aquarium paraphernalia. I don't know what that is. Pom-poms, Rubik's Cubes, lighters for the cool kids, brass knuckles for the tough kids, fabulous scarves for the theater students, even self-help books for the nerdiest dweeb in the class of 2015. Amazon has it all, plus Tang. Astronauts drink it. Not to mention wine glasses for the principal, sensible shoes for the cafeteria ladies, and classy lingerie for all the hot teachers. Yeah. All at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Whether it's a Kindle, paper, the Fire, the phone, the digital music, ham glaze, eyeglass repair kits, 20-sided D&D dice, girdles, or a fancy new roll of ribbon, if you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money and support the show, bookmark Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com, and nobody gets hyped.
Thank you. You were just telling me, Mike, how you needed ribbon. Amazon is the place to get it.
I like me the good ribbon. I really do. The good ribbon, not the cheap stuff.
No, you don't.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And, yeah, we don't want POS ribbon. Let's call Todd Moore right now and find out about his fabulous water. It's another thing that Oscar says Todd does great.
He's in the office right now, so hopefully he will answer.
Oh, do we have to get past his people?
I actually was there this morning picking up my phone.
Calling the TM Soft headquarters.
Water is amazing.
Hopefully he answers.
Are you calling his cell or the business
his
line?
His cell, oh, okay. My friend. His
That's
cell.
How you get past the people, Mike.
The people?
Yeah.
He does have multiple employees.
After all this weight, it would it'd be a shame.
Oh, it would be hurtful. I mean, he could be in a meeting. I texted him. I said, we're calling you now. He has not texted back.
Maybe he can't get to his cell phone. Weak from dehydration.
Just can't reach it.
Okay. We'll try to call Todd back later and see if we can get him on the show. I want to talk about the golf tournament yesterday. Watching the PGA Championship yesterday, and now I'm going to sound like an old fart because I've been following golf simply because there's a story in golf now, and when there's a story, it becomes more interesting. The story is this guy, Rory McIlroy, who is the kid from Northern Ireland who is really starting to put up some numbers that make them talk about comparisons to Tiger and the fact that you know he might be the next big thing, and he really does appear that he is going to be the next big thing in golf. So I've been following that. I came in late to the party yesterday. And I have no idea whether they must have had some sort of rain delay because
a lengthy rain delay. Yeah,
they were finishing up this golf tournament and it was almost pitch black and they barely got the tournament in. But I have a question for you, Rob, because I know you're the only other one that really watches golf there. Ricky Fowler. Ford, get a picture, get an image of Ricky Fowler because he seems to be a very nice lad. He seems very, very cute. You know, perky kid that the ladies love.
Want me to try and get his number for you?
No, I mean, you know, he seems, you know, that he's the ladies like him.
Sure.
He seems to be a crowd favorite.
Mm-hmm. But he's got a swagger to him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The dude has this fashion line out there. Is that a picture of him with the hat?
Now, is that Ricky Fowler when he's appearing in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Can I
see
that?
Because he's got the mustache and the long hair.
Yeah,
right, let me see.
I've seen his hats, Mike. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, now I want to ask specific. Okay, that's him with long hair. His hat
is a cartoon size font.
Okay, here's the question: what have I missed the boat on this hat thing? Because he has now cut that long hair. When he had the long hair, he wore hats that fit completely over his mop of hair and over his ears.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, it looked okay. Then he got a haircut,
right?
And now he wears hats that make him look like he's 8 years old.
Yeah, his hat is really something that's like almost like a Little Rascals thing. That's when
there
you look
it
like-
is. Thank you, Rob Ford. Show the boys what I'm talking about.
Okay, let me see, Rob.
That is the textbook example. He looks like he's 4 years old.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He wears this hat now. And I'm trying to be open minded. I am trying to have some sort of open mind on this. But is there anything about that that makes him look like anything but a toddler?
No, it's obviously ridiculous. Obviously, he is sponsored by Puma because it's a big Puma hat. But right. It does. It looks stupid. Most clothes that don't fit are going to make you look bad in some way. Well, but when you wear something like a hat is so simple.
But it's the style, right? It's the style.
It's a style.
Carla said to me,
over the ear?
Wait a minute,
hold on. The flat brim is a style. When you have the oversized cap is a style. It's strange because when
I
was...
It's such a crappy style,
well,
though.
When I was
really?
Younger, everything you wanted was the opposite of that, right?
It was
You wanted a hat that looked like it was broken in.
And you wanted to roll the brim in.
Like this.
Like Mike has a hat he just got. It's actually designed to look like it's broken in.
That's right.
This is my Orange County Choppers hat that I'm wearing right now. And that has it's got the pre... what do they call this? With
distressed.
It's distressed. But what's the thing where you fold the brim in? There's
the brim.
A name for
it. You've rolled it in.
You roll the brim a little bit. It's got the brim pre-rolled.
It's bent.
Now, actually, Mike,
it's bent.
We can throw it to an expert here because actually in this room is a flat brim hat wearer.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mr. Ford has a baseball
but
hat.
But he's also, here's the problem with you and me and Ford. Three fat guys that have heads the size of Saturn. It's ridiculous.
But at least you and I roll the brim in when we wear a hat.
Right. Ford and you don't wear hats a lot, Rob.
Why cover up perfection?
Yeah, but you that's the whole sports thing, isn't it? You don't wear hats.
No,
right?
In theater you wear hats, Mike. Usually it helps up build the character.
You don't have to be a sports
fan. Normally have very large ostrich feathers.
Well, they can have a plume or I could wear a derby. Or perhaps something that suggests the time. For example, if I was to be Napoleon, I could suggest Napoleon with a large navigation hat.
We're trying to have a legitimate discussion.
Do you remember when Matt came in? He had a hat on, and it was a Nintendo hat.
And that hat had that large...
It had the flat brim.
So is this where fashion is passing me by now? Because you go into Lids, for example,
right,
and you get these hats.
I went there, Mike, and I was trying to score drugs. And it turns out it's a hat store. Did you know this? I went to the mall. I said, we've really come a long way.
Lids. Thank you.
I want a lid, please.
Ford, put that hat on for a second.
Let's see.
So that's the flat brim
you're
hat.
You're in for a treat.
Okay, oh, there you go.
Yep, boy.
Yeah, and there's a little bend to it, so Ford needs to upgrade.
Because his head is so huge, it doesn't have the same. Give that hat to Pony. Let Pony put that hat.
Pony could do the backstroke in that hat.
Because you're going to get the Ricky Fowler look when Pony puts
it on. Are you really a Red
hat.
Sox fan?
And Pony, you're going to have to come stage left.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good call.
Second team.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have done that if you hadn't told him. There he is. There's the look.
You
see, that is the
you
look.
You see that look all the time.
If Pony wasn't such a dork, he'd be getting laid left and right.
Oh, paired up with some jean shorts.
I just saw Pony's hand come up with the middle finger.
I'd like to offer some counterpoint very briefly.
I like that.
He's not a dork, and that's not what's preventing it.
Pair that hat with some jean shorts. He'd be good to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the thing is that when Pony put it on, it did cover
fashion,
his ears.
Right?
But why would you want a hat to cover your ears?
Oscar, explain to me. I mean, so this is the...
Again, I'm 36, man.
So it's passed you by, too.
I'm out.
Do you disapprove of this too? Ford, why? Why these hats? Why?
It looks like, and this is when you know you're getting older, it looks like you just stopped caring. Like you just picked up any hat and that was that.
This is also the same kind of look where you keep the... stickers on, right?
I was into that.
That is terrible.
You kept the tag on your chair. And that's the same thing.
Oh, now stop it. Can I just have a legitimate discussion about something that I'm interested in?
Of course.
I wear a lot of hats. You don't, so just button it for a second.
Mike,
I'm trying to get the younger people
and literally. You wear a lot of hats.
Ford,
yes.
Explain the phenomenon to me. Why is this is now pull no punches on this.
Well, when I go to Lids...
Because if we get a little racial, that's okay.
When I go to Lids and purchase a brand new hat with my Lids loyalty card, the first thing I do is take the sticker off because that's no good. You got to get rid of that. Put that right in the trash.
Okay. All right.
And then I'll wear it.
That's got to go right in the trash.
Right in the trash. That's the end of the round.
And then I will, and then I'll put the hat on with the flat bill. And I like, I don't like to false advertise. So I will leave it, I will leave it flat.
Mike, what are you trying to do?
Oh, Mike, you've overcorrected.
No.
Now
you look like,
you look like
okay.
Gomer Pyle.
Show picture.
I like to leave it flat, and then I will just let it curve naturally.
Yeah, how long does that take?
About a year, year and a half.
Mm-hmm. And
it gets a natural curve?
It does, because the I guess the material starts to break down and stops being as hard. You know, kind of like, you know, when you get older.
Now, with that
but
type,
when the hat
gets
older,
is that a wool ball cap? Is that made out of wool?
Yeah, it's the field hat.
One of the things because I wear a lot of hats, especially down here in Florida, I noticed is that the wool ball cap, you got to buy almost a size too big, because the wool ball cap will shrink significantly, like more than cotton, more than anything. The wool ball cap will shrink a lot,
especially with sweat.
Yes, especially with sweat.
The sweat will make it shrink immediately.
Thank you. This is fascinating, wasn't it? I just feel so in love.
So, are you going to make the switch or?
No, I'm excited. I looked at this kid. And I couldn't. He's really a personable golf pro. He's really good. And every time the camera would come on, I said, "Look at that! Look at that kid! Look at that! What's he doing? That kid? And he's like 30 years old, and he's wearing these ridiculous hats that make him look like he's 4."
Mike, what you should do?
Stupid, and I want him to stop.
What you should do? He should fix it, and you should switch too. I want to see you in a coconut straw like Sam Snead.
There you go. You can't count it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Love it.
I might bring my boonie hat in the next time we do a show.
Don't do that. That'll make you look stupid.
Oh, thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Face it, shaving is a pain with nicks and cuts and the razor burn and the ning-nim and the it's very, very difficult. On top of that, razor blades are outrageously expensive. I have to say to our listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you for really turning this into one of the best campaigns we've ever done on the Mike O'Meara Show. The Harry's.com people are happy, and we are happy, and I'm happy because I use the Harry's razor every single day when I shave. Harry's.com was started by two guys who wanted a better product without having to pay a small fortune to get it. You go into a drugstore, you see the price of razor blades. I don't have to say anything more. It's ridiculous. It's incredibly expensive, and it's gotten more so year after year after year. And it's gotten so in an unchecked way. And I love it when you have innovative entrepreneurs that start a company that not only produces a great product, but also provides something to the consumer for a tremendous value. Harry's makes their own blades. They have a factory over in Germany. They cut out the middleman, and they're about half the price of other big brand blades. The starter set is an amazing deal. Listen to this. $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 razor blades with free shipping. Why are you paying $32 or more for an 8-pack of blades when it's half that price at Harry's? Go to Harry's.com right now, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase. That means you get the starter set for $10. That's right. Go to Harry's.com, type in our code TMOS, and get your $5 off. That's HARRYS.com, and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer, and start shaving better today. And we thank you in advance for that. Really great response from the people that are doing the whole Sherry's thing. I know Harry's thing. I know, Rob, you're getting a lot of responses, and I'm getting them too.
I love when people are posting their orders on Facebook. Cool. It's a great way to get the word out. So thank you, folks.
All right, the big story over the weekend was this, I don't know what kind of racing. I think it was called sprint racing.
Sprint cars.
That they were doing.
They're called sprint cars.
And you've seen these before. They usually race on a dirt track, and they have the big wings on the top of them. And I've watched the video a number of times. The only thing that you see as the average person looking at the video where Tony Stewart, get the name of the kid that was killed.
Kevin Ward Jr.
Kevin Ward. Okay. Kevin Ward was the guy that was killed. And it's hard to tell with that video. The only thing I could see with the video is that Stewart seemed to be going faster than the other cars that had gone by the kid. That's the only thing that I would say would be even remotely damaging to the Tony Stewart people, but I don't think there's ever any way with the speeds involved that they would be able to prove malice out of this.
And on the track and wearing all black. And again, I don't know what happened, but I watched the video. I can only watch it once.
It's horrible.
Because it's just, it's a man a young, very young man loses his life. On the other end, it's a dangerous sport, and you compound that danger, and you know, not a lot of racers have done this in the past, where they get out of the car and they try to confront the guy who like ran them off the road or bumped
them
or whatever.
The
yeah,
a lot
you
of testosterone
the,
happening. Yes. Yeah,
I mean, people think that you know, they don't follow the sport. You know, you see these guys that are out there running around, and you don't realize the speeds that are involved, because television in no way does NASCAR racing justice or any kind of racing. You get no sense of the speed, and when you're down there and somebody's spinning you out and you know, I watched the whole thing, and the clip of Tony Stewart, it doesn't look like he ran him into the wall. It looks like the kid ran out of room, and Tony Stewart had gotten by him and then clipped the front of him and spun him out at the same time. But the big question obviously would be, when this happened, the moment of truth, did Tony Stewart have a chance? And I think, as painful as it's going to be for him, those questions, based on the public nature of this tragedy, will have to be answered for his public, not necessarily the authorities, but because you just want to know what happened. Now, other people have said in this particular circuit, these cars have very, very limited visibility. It's very difficult to see out of the
peripherals.
It looked like the kid got hit pretty much head on by Tony Stewart.
Again, you're on a dirt track. The kid was wearing all black.
Right.
You're going at speed. I've been in the pits at Talladega, and I remember sitting there. I said, "There's no effing way. There's no even." And again, they're professionals, right?
Sure.
And they grow up racing at a very young age. If he's that young racing, then he's probably been racing since he was 14 or 13, and right. He's racing as professionals. I don't know if there's ever going to be a place where you say it's kind of part of the sport for someone to get out and go after somebody when you're on a track like that.
Yeah, the two things
that
I heard.
It's not like a NASCAR track, which is a huge, huge place where they can hop out. And sometimes, you know, I've seen guys where they're in the infield or if the caution
there's a lot of
given,
room and the track's much
there's
bigger.
There's a lot of room. Yeah, there was no room at all with what this kid was doing. And it appeared, you see in the video, he jumped down in front. He jumped down into the middle of the track. He was in the middle of the track.
Two things I took away from this. One thing I read on some blogger site, I don't know if it's true, and I can't speak to it because I don't. It's alleged that with this style of car, some of your steering is actually done with acceleration. And that the appearance of him speeding up might have been aiding
him
in
catching
his steering.
The turn.
I read that too, Rob.
And I don't know
if
that's
true.
What,
it's not necessarily the car, perhaps, but the combination of the car and the track.
Exactly.
That you steer by acceleration simply because you'll bring the rear end back and that'll point you in the right direction.
So for someone who is a total rube looking at it like me, who does not understand the sport, it might appear worse than it is. And I'm not trying to champion anyone's side. It's just something that needs to be considered. Also, I have to know that I know there's a lot of testosterone involved and people are going to get worked up. This is a sporting event. I really feel the tragedy is that he got out of the car, particularly in that arena. You can't do that. Those are cars that are designed with amazing crash cages and
this
protection.
I think there's no question in my mind that this is going to be a game changer. This is going to be something where you're going to see rules that are implemented.
They have to at this point.
You know, if it is a life-threatening situation, you get out of your car, but you don't get out of your car to make a statement or point or do that. Now, there's going to be plenty of opportunity to do that. You're going to see guys in the pits. You're going to see guys that, you know, will have a chance to take it up with them. They do it all the time. There's a lot of this in NASCAR. There's a lot of this in racing in general. And, you know, nothing really good is going to come out of it. The fact is that I think you have to have accountability among the racers when you have guys that are out there. You know, there have been notoriously dirty drivers throughout the course of NASCAR's history. You've gotten guys that have been known to put people into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put people into the wall, you are risking their lives. You are doing that. I mean, you're traveling at that kind of speed. So there has to be some kind of accountability. They've policed themselves for years. It's a lot of that. It's like any sport. It's got that kind of unwritten code.
There was allegedly a GoPro inside the cage and some other cameras. We'll find out what the police have seized and what they have. But it's strange because, again, from the outside looking in, it's a dangerous sport. again, compounded by getting out of your car, and then you've got a guy who's known for being kind of an intimidator and having a hot
he's
head.
He's a prickly guy.
If
he's not a popular
if
guy.
If it wasn't
the
him,
race.
Then it probably would have been like, what an accident. But because he's known as being a hothead, they said, oh, his temper just got out of hand.
I pulled a little bit of tape. There's no need to play tape of the actual incident because it's horrifying. But here is ESPN's legal analysis, Roger Cossack, talking about how he foresees the next steps will go. And it kind of mentions the fact that Tony Stewart kind of has a past.
Well, one of the things they're going to have to decide is what evidence they have that would indicate there's a crime that's been committed. So what they'll do is they'll review all the video of exactly how this event occurred. They will talk to people and find out if there was any relationship between these two, if there was any bad blood, if there had been prior incidents between Tony Stewart and the deceased young man. And they'll put it all together and try and find out if there's any reason to believe that this was anything more than a tragic accident.
So that's obviously what
he's drinking by any chance? He sounds like he might
Well, he was a NASCAR fan, Mike.
Yeah, they don't all get drunk,
exactly,
Rob.
Mike. Exactly. Yeah. That's what
I was
trying to
wait.
Say.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. It's a bummer when stuff something like this goes down, and it also makes me realize that the world we live in now, so much is caught on video. Everybody's got a video camera, and that's just the way it goes. And the one thing I heard the chief of police up there where the track is saying was that they're waiting to see if any more angles, any more videos of this will surface. I think the way the initial video gets out there is somebody puts it on social networking,
sure,
and it gets snapped up right away when that happens. So it sucks. It's a tragedy.
As of this
really
morning,
is.
No charges pending, though. So
yeah,
that's
I don't think they're going to charge him. Really don't. Yeah, Oscar.
If we could switch gears, could we quickly call Todd to get him in? Just so we could answer the question.
That's your friend, of course.
Yeah, he totally texts me. He's like, I have 10 minutes and I have an interview coming in. I was like, we'll call you now.
Is he being interviewed or is he going to do a new hire?
He's hire, looking to hire.
Ah. Yes. Well, if there's only 10 minutes, you're late, Rob.
Calling Todd Moore right now.
Right.
Hello.
Hi, Todd.
Yay!
Hey, guys. It's been a while.
It's been too long, Todd. You have to stop by the studio sometime. Oscar Santana was going out of his mind commenting on your water and the fact that you make your own very special water. That's the reason we're calling you, Todd. Not only are you a genius when it comes to apps, but obviously you're a health guru as well, as you make your own water. So tell us all about it.
I care about what I put in my body, Mike. So when it comes to water, I want the absolute best.
Yeah, what's your process, Todd?
So I have a home distiller that every night I'll pour 2 gallons of water in, and it will distill all the water, take out all the chemicals, get rid of any bacteria, and most importantly, get rid of fluoride, which I think is a horrible thing that we're consuming these days. And basically, it just ends up being pure water.
So what it does, now, Mrs. O'Mara, because of my little guy's teeth, is giving him water, fluoridated water. You think that's a terrible thing to do?
I think it's a horrible thing to do. You don't. There's no research that says consuming fluoride actually helps your teeth. We use toothpaste, we use mouthwash, and then with the mouthwash, you spit it out. If you look at the mouthwash bottle, it says, do not consume. This is poisonous.
Mike, how many fillings do you have in your mouth?
I have tons.
Yeah,
because you didn't
have fluoride growing up.
Right.
How many fillings do I have?
How many?
One that I got 3 years ago because I had fluoride growing up.
You had fluoride in the water. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
And my doctor and my dentist both said we grew up in a house that had, the kids grew up in a house that had a well, so there was no fluoride in the water. He said, please, please get them bottled fluoridated water so your kids' teeth have a chance.
Really?
Okay, I'll do
that.
We have a debate.
So we have a really, I didn't expect this would be a debate between the Spiewak camp and the Todd Moore camp about fluoridated water.
Now, I would think once you're a grown-up, it's probably okay. But you can't get rid of all fluoride out of water. It saved everybody's teeth.
You don't know that.
I do know that,
Rob.
I'm simple. I know that. I might be a simple guy, but I know this.
Rob, at the same time, we've become better at brushing our teeth and taking care of our teeth. You can't just point a finger and say it's because they're putting fluoride
in the
water.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do.
It's been a while since Todd has been on the So you take all the impurities out of your water in totality?
Yes. 100%.
If we can take the fluoride issue and put it aside, because really what it boils down to, Todd, is you and I are friends, and we can live with this issue. But
I'd like to give you an open invitation to come by my house tomorrow and enjoy some delicious water.
I'll come by and I'll bring dental floss because God knows my teeth will need the help.
I've got a solution. Rob, hold on. Wait, Rob, calm down. I've got a solution here. Why don't we have Oscar bring like some water to the studio so you guys can sample it?
How about
everybody can try Todd's water?
A blind taste test.
Right. Better yet, why don't you ship me down some of Todd's water? And no, I'll try it on the show,
you
too.
You can
it'll
taste the difference. I'd love to give Rob a blind taste test. I'd love to do that.
Let's do this. I just made a fresh batch this morning. And
let's talk about the water.
Rob, you know, the distilled water is the stuff we... you know, a fresh batch. I love that word, batch. But anyway, Rob, we put the distilled water in our little breathing machine, so it's got to be good.
Well, right? It is good because it's absolutely pure. And I believe, doesn't the distillation process, Todd, it vaporizes it? And so when recondenses, it's nothing except the water. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, it's basically a still, and you can actually make whiskey with it. I've never tried it, but there's YouTube videos that show how to do that. But if you're interested, I'm using, it's called a Mega Home Countertop Water Distiller, and the great thing about it is you can buy it through the Mike O'Mara Amazon store.
Good man.
You can make it through the Amazon page.
Now, when
like
you run
that.
Off a batch, how long does it take to do, say, 2 gallons of your Magic Moore water?
It takes 6 hours.
Six hours.
6 hours, so, and how big is your batch, Todd?
My batch is about 2 gallons.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, hello, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot to handle.
Yeah. His dry cleaner knows all about it.
I can't wait to taste Todd's water.
You know what? Actually, Todd, you should sell this, and what you could call it is really smart water.
I like it. Let's go into the water business.
Sure.
Oh, Todd, next time you come on the show, bring some of your water, okay?
I will do that.
Thank you for taking the time. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. One last thing. Go ahead.
My goal is to convert Rob into a distilled water drinker, and I think if we have this taste test challenge, it'll happen.
Is there anything in water when you drink purely distilled water? Is there anything besides, say, fluoride?
Oh, I've seen it.
Anything in water that is a benefit that you're taking out?
Oh,
when you
I don't know that. At the bottom of his distiller, you see the gunk, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Big hunks of coal.
And not that if I could just point listeners that are interested in this, I wrote a blog article on toddmoore.com, and it actually shows the leftover from your water. And where I live in Arlington, we have great water here. But when you see this brown, nasty stuff, and it smells horrid, you're going to want to drink distilled water. And some people say,
I have a question about this. If you were to do the same thing to, say, this bottle of smart water that I'm drinking right now, if you distilled that, would you still get some gunk?
I'm not sure. I haven't tried that, but that would be a good experiment. Because I'm guessing they may start with...
Well, we're
water.
Both men of science. Why don't we try that experiment sometime?
And I believe smart water, if you read the label, Mike, they add stuff to it. It has things in it. Is it electrolytes or something?
Something.
They add to smart water? Read your
label,
Oh,
yeah, here
Mike.
It is. Vapor distilled water. Oh, vapor distilled water.
Yeah.
And electrolytes for taste. Electrolytes for taste. Mm-hmm. And just a hint of Irish whiskey. All right, Todd, we got to go. Thanks a lot. And go to your meeting, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Todd. Bye.
That's Todd Moore, everybody. I'm glad he took the time to be with us. Always a pleasure. Yes, sir. Vapor distilled. So I'm drinking distilled water, and it does taste a lot better.
Look at you.
But what are electrolytes? What the hell are those things?
You lose them when
keep
you
sweat. Hydrated. Yeah. Yeah, they rehydrate you.
Yeah, I think it's something from Flash Gordon or something like that. There's salts.
Salts, Mike. Beautiful salts.
Delicious.
Taste test. I'll bring the water.
I'd love that.
All right.
Ah, boy, salty.
We'll take a break and come back with a little early with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob and Joe. I'm Rob, the better looking and funnier of the two.
I think you have that backwards. I, Joe, am considered better looking and funnier.
I don't know about that. Well, who's the smarter one?
Smarter, we're both morons.
Very true. We are both idiots. And you can listen to us idiots every week at robandjoeshow.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
Rob Stummer.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. I love my Sleep Number bed. You will love yours, too. Want to thank everybody that's been sending me little messages saying they're this is starting to grow a little hair. People are going out to get their Sleep Number beds. My Sleep Number bed makes me sleep better than I've ever slept before. Me and my Sleep Number bed, we've got a thing going on. It's a relationship based on restful slumber. Ah. You see, Sleep Number has introduced the smartest bed in the world. It's the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. The sensors work with the dual air technology that is inside of the bed to track and optimize how you're sleeping. That's right. Sleep IQ allows you to make changes, like adjusting your Sleep Number setting or your daily routine for your best possible sleep. There is nothing to wear. There's nothing to turn on. For the love of God, you can go sleep au natural. All you have to do is sleep. That's right. It's that easy. My Sleep Number setting is an 80. Carlos is an 85. There's only one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that is a Sleep Number store. Come in right now where a C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at just $999.98. You can know better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And please don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sliced off $65 million over the weekend box office. Way to go. How about that? Anybody go see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Mañana. I'm going tomorrow? Yes. I got to see it. Got to see it. I asked my old man to go, and he's like, Oscar, I don't want to see turtles. And I said, forget it, old man.
I don't want to see turtles.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be sitting in there for that, even with Megan Fox. Marvel Studios' Guardians of the Galaxy, Oscar's favorite movie, slid into second place in its second weekend with $41.5 million, bringing its total domestic haul to $75.9 million.
It's the little movie that became a blockbuster.
Really? Am I going to really like it if I go see it?
I've been begging you. When's the last time I begged you to go see a movie?
All right, you have a very, very good track record with recommending movies to me, so I might check it out. The Warner Brothers disaster film Into the Storm touched down in third place with $18 million, while the Disney culinary drama The 100-Foot Journey, I've not even heard about.
Oh, you haven't seen the ads with Helen Mirren?
No. Oh, that one with the Indian guy.
The Indian restaurant, yeah.
Okay, I got it. Okay, that's fourth place, $11.1 million. Universal's dance sequel, Step Up All In, popped up in sixth place with $6.5 million.
Step Up All In, also, Mike, that also has Helen Mirren in it. So there's a lot of great acting to be seen on the screen.
I don't know. The movie's, to me, just a big bowl of meh right now, but I will go see. I promise you I will go see it. I like going to movies. My wife doesn't, but I like going to
movies.
Nice
and cool. And you have to do it for the show, Mike. For the show.
And Guardians of the Galaxy, that's going to be the movie of the summer, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We'll see what happens. Scrabble fanatics from around the globe have come to Buffalo, New York. Well, hello.
Hey, I don't have too many vowels.
How you doing? Yeah. I can't spell.
How do you spell saber?
Very good. Buffalo, New York, to compete for the $10,000 top prize at the 25th National Scrabble Championships. I know that Rob probably has played Scrabble in the past.
I love Scrabble.
You love Scrabble?
I've played it before, but it's a smart man's game. It really is.
It was when he was around, it was Big Daddy's favorite game, and he played his sister every day for a dollar. Every day she showed up at 4 o'clock until they fought. And they stopped playing, and I looked at him. He was 96. She was 94. I said, you know what? You never stop being a big brother, do you? You just can't leave your little sister alone.
That's right.
Scrabble is a great game. Words with Friends, actually, I don't think is mathematically as sound as Scrabble.
Really?
I think Scrabble's a better game. Mm-hmm.
The Buffalo News reports that the event has attracted 525 players from 11 countries. It started Saturday. Contenders will each play 31 games over 5 days, with winners based on a number of victories and point totals. And I understand at the hotel in Buffalo, just everybody's getting laid.
That's so horrible. Yeah.
This is not a joke. After Kim Kardashian admitted to taking 1,200 selfies while on vacation in Thailand earlier this year, the reality star has inked a deal with Rizzoli Publishing and is set to release a 352-page book of selfies in April 2015. I can't. I'm beginning to go into a new level of hatred for this whole Kardashian thing.
April 2015.
I'm waiting for something really bad to happen. Isn't that horrible? That's terrible. That's not the Christian way to be.
And I'm
trying to be a good Christian.
What's bad is that this Rizzoli Publishing is betting on the fact that they're going to be red hot almost a year from now. They're releasing it in April. So that's like betting on the future.
Yeah.
Would you like to know the title of the book?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian Selfish.
Hey, people bought that Madonna book. Remember that sex book?
Yeah, but that was the sex book.
Yeah.
And it had a metal cover.
It's going to be a coffee table book for only $19.95. The cover features Kanye West's wife giving her best sexy stare into the camera with ample cleavage.
You know, this will shock you, but Mike, this will shock you. Carrie had a lazy day yesterday. And for much of the day, she was watching a marathon of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So I blogged my first time with that program. I had never watched it. And it is, I can't watch the girls. They're horrible. But
right.
Bruce Jenner is really fascinating. Why doesn't he have his own reality show? Because that is, I could just watch his face.
You stuck with it. You logged some time
for about a half hour. And
is he still in Malibu?
In the episode, let me talk like Bruce Jenner, please. In the episode I watched, he was talking with one of the children about putting in a helipad, and they said, "Do you know that if we put in a helipad right here, a helicopter could land right in our yard?" And I just looked at my television. I said, "No S, really? If you put a helipad there, it could land right there." And you know what? They decided against the helipad. It was dangerous for the children. So what they did is they put in a huge sliding board that goes right towards the deep end of their pool. So
yay.
No possible danger there.
There you go.
I hate that.
Love
it was horrible.
The Kardashians. David Arquette is secretly negotiating to buy Crazy Girls on Sunset Boulevard. Didn't we find our way in there one time, Rob? I think it was
two other guys, Mike.
Okay. One of the most famous strip joints in the country. Sources close to the negotiations tell us David and his partners have offered $1.6 million to buy the club. We're told the current owners want $1.7 million, so they're close. David's plan, no more $1 bills. We're told he wants to create an upscale burlesque club with an old-school Hollywood feel to get the big spenders in there, baby. What a tool. What a nad he is, too. I'm trying not to be a little more positive about people.
No.
But, I mean, really, Kardashian and David Arquette.
This is going to be his, I think, fourth endeavor as a club, and he's really successful.
He's been successful as a club owner. Yeah. Well, he had to be successful at something because it wasn't being an actor.
I don't know, Mike. I just looked up online. The burlesque, it comes from an old Latin word. It means smells like fish.
If it looks like fish and smells like fish, it is a fish. That's the way I look at it. We talked about Tony Stewart before. A race car driver and a friend of Ward's, the gentleman who was killed, who was there, says he doesn't believe Stewart intentionally hit Ward, but he thinks Stewart should accept a big share of the responsibility for what happened. Here's the quote from this gentleman. He said, "You never mean to do something like that. Kevin was pissed, and he let Tony know. And Tony was trying to give the message back that he wasn't happy either. He went over the line with it." And we'll see what happens. The Ward family kind of on the fence right now. Who can blame them? It sounds like they don't want to rush to judgment. They say, "We appreciate the prayers and support we're receiving from the community, but we need time to grieve and wrap our heads around all of this." Who can blame them for that very, very difficult situation? Tia Leone is finally leaving her sex-addicted husband, David Duchovny.
Wow.
Really?
Good.
Wow.
Yes.
Good for them.
Divorce papers were filed in June, but there's no word who did the filing. David and Taya got married 14 years ago. God, is it 14 years ago?
I'm surprised they're still together. Mm.
They separated in 2008, after which David was treated for sex addiction. They got back together but separated again in 2011. Taya will have primary physical custody of their 15-year-old daughter, Madeleine, and 12-year-old son, Kid. David will pay $8,000 a month in child support and $40,000 a month in spousal support.
There you go.
He'll also pay the kids' expenses, and he makes a lot of money, so what the hell, right?
Now he can truly be in a show called The X-Files.
Hey! And now a little something-something. The police department in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, held a donut eating contest last week as part of an anti-crime rally. A 24-year-old guy named Bradley Hardison dominated. He ate Krispy Kreme glazed donuts, and he ate eight of them in 2 minutes.
That's a good
He got a trophy and
score.
A write-up in the local newspaper, and that was a problem for him because it turns out he's a wanted criminal.
Mm. Oh, no.
Jeez.
Bradley has a warrant out for his arrest for three different felony burglaries. He broke into a grocery store in November, a few mobile homes in December, and a mall in May. This is a bad guy. A lieutenant with the Camden County, North Carolina Sheriff's Office saw the article, recognized Bradley immediately. He was insulted that he would enter a police department's donut eating contest when he's been on the run for 9 months. He was tracked down and arrested that day, and it says here he will also have to give up the trophy, which is known as the Spiewak Cup.
Oh, stop it! Not
we
funny.
We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills, the Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you talk C++?
Do I?
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the backplane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Or don't.
Wow. That's fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
No fluoride in that promo at all.
Listen, this segment of the program brought to you by Stamps.com. Listen to these wonderful words. Quick, convenient, easy. Nice.
Nice.
Well, that's exactly how I describe Stamps.com. So quick, convenient, and easy to use. It will make your mailing and shipping a breeze. With Stamps.com, you can only buy and print official U.S. postage from any letter and package. Let me say that again the proper way. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. Stamps.com also helps you choose the best class of mail to get your stuff delivered on time for the least amount of money. I didn't know they did that too.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
fantastic. Not too shabby. Then drop it into any mailbox or hand it to your mailman and you are done. Trust me, mailing and shipping has never been easier and you'll never have to go to the post office ever again. We use Stamps.com for our busy D.C. to Florida pipeline, and it saves time, money, and our sanity. Act now for a 30-day free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer. That includes a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone and use our secret code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS, and we thank you. Let's open up the Audio Vault for today, Monday. This is the 11th of August already.
Yeah.
My God, 2014. Take it away, Rob.
Been a while since I've brought you a really clever musical mashup. This one came to me over the weekend, and it's fantastic. And it goes to show you how many pop records will share not just common beats, but also chord commonalities. This is from one of my favorite producers of these. It's called Go Home Productions, and it's called My Paperback Sharona.
Paperback Writer.
A clever mix, Mike, of the Beatles and the Knack. Stay with it a second.
Haven't they done this before? I mean, with...
They've worked with Paperback Writer before, but this is the first time
They've worked with My Sharona before,
I think.
But I think this is the first time
they've put them together, I believe.
These two, yeah. But I think that My Sharona... So the chord progressions, I don't know anything about the...
Me neither.
I'm not a musician. I am a drummer. But the fact is, they've used My Sharona, I think, before because it's got that standard kind of rhythm to it.
Now, Rob is a musician. Rob, what can you speak to this?
Most rock songs have a simple three or four chord progression, and a lot of them back from that time period, they used the same thing, and that's how all the hits were made. So if you look at that time period, there's a lot of those chord progressions that really line up a lot, and you can do a lot with them.
And
just kind of interesting when
for those who are going to say this before I do realize that My Sharona and Paperback Writer are from different eras. I like how Rob, the youngest guy in the room, says songs from that era. So I guess the Knack and the Beatles are the same era.
You've offended Mr. Spiewak. This is his world. You know, this is what is really, really important to him.
But anyway, check it out. It's a very good mashup. Now, Mike, I thought this guy.
Buy him a candy bar on the way out today.
I thought this guy just won. I thought this guy was a dick until I realized what he was doing was for charity, and it's actually pretty funny. He used to work for Apple, and he found his last business card from when he worked at Apple. His name is Sam, Mike. Sam Sung. So what he has is an Apple business card with the name Samsung on it, and he's put it on, I think it's on eBay. He's doing it for something that's like Make-A-Wish.
Hi, everyone. I'm auctioning the last business card that I have left from Apple. It'll be available on eBay, and all of the proceeds will be going to Children's Wish BC and Yukon, a not-for-profit organization that grants wishes to sick children. I'd love your support on this, so thanks.
He's up to $80,000 right now.
Wow.
Believe
That's
it or not.
Good.
And I think what it is obviously people are trying to support the charity.
Clearly.
But a clever way to do
Samsung.
It. Samsung. Now, Mike, do you do any mass transit down there in Florida? You're still a one-car family, right?
Yeah, there's no mass transit to be had.
Have
really.
You no I mean, bus?
There are buses. Yeah, there's some buses, but, you know, not a lot. It's really not necessary down here.
There is a flash mob that did a thing on a New York City subway. Now, I rode the New York City subway, I think, twice, and it scared the hell out of me. I can do the Metro all day long, but the New York City subway is gritty. And if I was on there minding my own business, trying not to get mugged, this would not entertain me. This would flip me out. The Broadway cast of Lion King. Not in costume. They all board the subway, right?
Now, see, now, let me stop you there. When I hear that, I think the Lion King is this just explosive musical. I
mean, right.
That's making me laugh already, because if they all got on a subway, that would be amazing.
So they're not in costume. They're just in street clothes, and they're all sprinkled around a subway car with real New Yorkers, and I'm guessing tourists, and they just launch into this.
Oh, this is-
Now, if you're on a subway and this happens, are you entertained? Are you upset? Are you bothered?
Let me show you for the you streamers and everybody watching the video. This is probably the look of some of the people on that subway.
Yeah, that's a New Yorker on a subway.
That's pretty cool.
But anyway, cool. I think it would scare the hell out of me.
That'd be cool.
I would probably just hand over my wallet.
Take it all.
Pretty funny moment on Antiques Roadshow. This episode airs this week. They set it up in advance, but I like the way they play it straight. You know, they on Antiques Roadshow, they can bring up tapestries from the 1500s, turn of the century stuff. A guy waits in line to have appraised his 2008 Toshiba flat screen.
In terms of date, the great thing about contemporary electronics is that they're really good about marketing their products.
Sure.
So we here, of course, have the brand of Toshiba, which is a well-known, desirable brand. But even more so interesting is on the back, all televisions will have a manufacture date. So this was manufactured in 2008.
Oh,
so
great.
It's unlikely to be an icon down the road because it's very similar to other ones of its type. Big supply, limited demand. You basically have a nice, used TV.
I like that. Now, you mentioned Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, number one film in the country.
Yeah.
And they ask, because people in journalism, Mike, are hard-hitting. That's the word I like. They ask Megan Fox if she had to have a one-night stand with one of the TMNTs, who would she choose?
Michelangelo, because he's funny. Because he would be the most fun to hang out with, obviously. He doesn't take himself too seriously. He's aware that he's a giant turtle, and that's okay with him. He's girl crazy, which is cute. I just love everything about him. If I was going to spend time with one of them, it would be him. If I was going to marry, I'm just going to create a game for you. If I was going to marry one of them, it would be Leonardo. If I wanted one to be my personal assistant, it would be Donatello, because he's really organized. And if I was going to have a one-night stand, it would be with Raphael.
Now you
gotta, that's great.
You gotta
that
wonder.
Is so awesome. Beautifully done by her. That's great.
She really takes the stupidest question ever asked and turns it into something. So she's hot and she's smart and she's funny. So if I was to choose, I'd like a one-night stand with her. But no one's asking. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
I like that. That's Megan Fox. Went up a few notches. That's it. When you're an interviewer and you get that kind of response, that's pretty cool.
And she's got
like
a great notch.
Way to go. Well, this concludes our broadcast day. But dry your eyes. It's not goodbye just so long. You can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Email all technical queries to ponyboy at michaelmaraschow.com. And you're doing your job with the legendarily popular Thursday mailbag segment. Drop a line to the jolly one, Rob at michaelmaraschow.com. Rob will read yours on the air if he deems it fit. Anyway, remember, the official e-voice line is open too, 800-440-8167. Open all the time, no waiting. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Barrett saying, see you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.